like somebody else who had a dream right after Baba Doctor's body, said, go to Marazar and tell them such as our first message. It seems indirect, but to me it's direct. Because if we have that experience, it would seem like, because we love Baba, you know, it projects. But a perfect stranger. It was soon after Baba Japa's body, we were here, and I see in, on that bench, green bench under the neem tree, I see two strangers sitting. I mean, it's just not done in Marazar. It just doesn't happen. Men, which gate is it coming from? It was so strict in those days in any case. And so I quickly ran over before Mara could come on the porch. I said, excuse me. He said, I said, yes. Where did you come from? He said, no, no. I said, I saw Baba 25 years ago, before that. But I haven't seen him since. And then I had a dream of him. And he said, go and tell them some very, very encouraging message. I don't know word for word. Not to worry, I'm with them, be happy, something. And now, at just about the same time, we had received a calendar. For no reason, we had received a calendar from someone saying, a picture of Jesus, partly, and the big words, mainly the words, prominent, I will come again and gather you unto myself for some message. But little by little, this kind of experience, that is what we had first started receiving. You know, messages from Baba through the ones we hadn't seen before or hadn't known before.
What else? And receive you unto me. I will come again and
receive you unto me. Receive you. Receive you is much better than clearer. Receive you. That's one question I asked Baba. The continuity, remember, it's all a continuity. It's just on and on. And so one of the very few questions I asked Baba, two questions, which I'm very happy I did, that because we had no questions. We had Baba. So one was, Baba, what happened with those who know you? I was thinking about the people who loved Baba, wanted to come and see him, to be with them, to know him, loved him. But not intimate ones here, but still. I said, Baba, what happens to those who recognize you now, who love you, and they die? Don't bother to, let them be natural. And they die, and then they come again, born again. What'll happen? Will they miss you? Will they look for you here and there? Perhaps miss you, not know you? How will they find you? Will they find you? And I was expressing my feelings. And Baba said, Baba suddenly became just very intimate. I said, only Baba and I were in the room. And of course, Mara was there. And yes. But you know, Baba looked at me very confidentially. He says, you pick up from where you have left off. I've never forgotten that. This is Baba's promise, that the present is important. How far you come to him, how close you come to him, how close you walk to him now is where you will start from the next time. So it's the present that's important, not the future, not the past. So you pick up, Baba says, where you leave off. He's still looking at Nazareth, there's nobody there. He says, you know, it's always a going forward, never a going back. It was so sweet. So you see, it's not going back, everything just rolling forward. Another question was about Peter, Jesus' disciple, Peter. I was always sad. It always pained me to know that this fisherman who had given his heart and life and soul to Jesus should be given the part to deny him. It always hurt me. You know, really, that should not have been his loss. Not someone who loved with the love that was Peter's. The totalness and the simplicity of his love. So I asked Baba. And you know what Baba said? He said, you know, I have to do that sometimes. I have to sacrifice my most loved ones for my work. Because I said, Baba, how could you do that to Peter? How could you let that happen to Peter? He says, I have sometimes for my work to do that to my nearest ones. He said, it was for my work. Because Peter denied me, the remorse that he felt was the force, the power, which pushed him to my work. He worked for me to the extent of his remorse. The greater the remorse, the greater the work. And he had the greatest work to do for me. So he had to have the greatest remorse. And what could be greater remorse than denying? Like denying his very life.